This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE, TJ Hope. I'm Billy. Good morning. It is officially almost spring. What is it, tomorrow? It's the first day of spring?
Yep. Yes.
Which means it is once again garageo season.
It's so funny that you would say that because my husband gets excited for spring because it's trout season.
Yeah.
So he was like in the garage getting all of his like fishing poles ready. I don't know. He puts his fishing pole in, like, he restrings it. I know it's not called string, but whatever. And he puts that in a bucket of water so it smoothly goes onto the reel. So he's got this bucket of water. I'm like, you're going to have to move all this pretty soon because I got to get the patio furniture in here in the garage.
Do you do the garageo?
I do. I have a couple pieces. Couple pieces in the garage in case, I don't know, it's the sun is shining on the back patio, I'll move into the garage and sit there as a garagio.
Oh, I'm all about the shade. Do you have, so for people who don't know what a garagio is, it's where you turn your garage into like a patio.
You just open up the door, sit, and stare at traffic.
Do you have the screen?
I had the screen.
What happened to it?
Oh, boy.
They don't last long.
Hold on, let's guess. Wait, don't answer. A child rode a bike through it.
It just kept falling down. It just, I don't know. I got one of those that you could Velcro
so you
up.
Didn't have one that was like...
permanent, like, no.
My neighbors had one that was a door. It was screen, and there was an actual screen door built into the middle
so
of it.
So jealous. My neighbors have one of those, too.
They had the kegerator in the garage, too.
Do you still have, like, the Bowflex in the garage? Just put that up so it doesn't fall down.
I've got that. I've got the treadmill in there. Yeah.
All of these things are very heavy to hold up a screen.
They are.
This is all true.
It's a B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE, TJ Hope. I'm Billy Kidd. Hope, you own your own apartment.
Yes.
So it's a condo.
Sorry.
A condominium.
It's a condo. And you shocked us both yesterday when you said you have a garden.
Well, there's a patch of...
It's not a garden. It's a little flower bed.
I don't understand the difference.
On the side of the wall. A garden is something that normally takes up a lot of space. Maybe, perhaps, you're growing multiple things in there.
There's some room for
lettuce,
more than one plant in there.
Some tomatoes. You have a flower bed. It's a flower bed on the side of a wall.
So did you inherit this?
Yes.
Plot of land?
Yes, it's a part of my condo. Each of the units, I'm on the garden level.
Oh.
Where I like walk out. I don't
the
have
land.
Fancy
patio.
She's on the ground level. Garden level. There's no garden.
That way they can charge her a little more.
I'm on the grass level.
Okay, well, that doesn't sound nearly as nice as the garden level.
Correct.
And there's remnants of plants and dirt and lots of weeds on the side. And I moved in June. And by like July, August, a couple of my neighbors had asked if I was going to fix the garden that had been like left completely overgrown by the woman who was there before me. They're like, so now that you're all settled in, are you going to take care of this eyesore?
Wait, back up a second. Did the previous owner take care of it? Or
no.
It just got overrun because you moved in?
No. It was overrun when I moved in.
Okay.
So I could go through and just put grass down, but I assume it could be pretty. It's in rough shape though. But I don't know, like if I go to pull things, I don't know what's a weed. I don't know what's a perennial.
Yank it all out of there. Yank it all out of there. If you don't know, then that means it's not growing and it's all junk.
Well, it's March.
Get it all out of there.
There could be tulips down there.
Well, she moved in the summer. If it's that much of an eyesore, get it all out of there and start over.
But then I got to spend money on new plants. There's ones right there. The grow math is not adding up for me to tear it all out and buy new plants.
I'll tell you what.
You want me to buy new plants?
Seeing that you're using that as an excuse, I can separate some of mine. I need to split some plants from my flower bed this year.
Oh,
are you going to share some of your lavender?
How about I split a couple plants and once you get all that clear.
You got lavender?
Yeah.
I'll take some lavender. You offering?
Do you want oh my God. I don't
know. Good morning, Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE. TJ, Hope, I'm Billy. And Hope had mentioned earlier that her garden slash...
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a flower bed.
Flower bed.
Those are synonymous to me. I don't understand the difference.
I've seen it with my own eyes. It's really not a big deal.
I just love that TJ is so offended by this.
It's a beautiful, sunny, 70-degree day.
Yes.
Honestly, you could take an hour and clear that thing, and it would be done. She's talked about this since June. I'm like, my dear, it is not that big of an undertaking. Please.
How many square feet are we talking here?
I don't even know.
It's probably...
How many steps would it take to get across this?
5.
That's generous.
So maybe 20 square feet.
Either way, I'm excited because I just got an email from the Arbor Day Foundation. I became a member recently, no big deal. And as a part of my membership, they're sending me my free trees. So those should be coming soon. So I think, you know, maybe I'll add those to the bed.
Wait a minute. You can't plant trees in your flower bed next to your wall.
Why
it's
not?
Next to your cement wall. Oh my gosh.
I am the Lorax. I speak for the trees.
Yeah, well.
There's plenty of trees on my property. It's going to be fine.
You'll be speaking to the trees when those roots go right through your cement wall and into your living room. And then to bust up your whole foundation, you're like, you guys, it's so weird. My living room wall is like, it's all crooked now and I don't know why. Well, it's because there's a tree planted outside.
It might take 20 years for her words to come to fruition, but yeah. It will happen.
Yeah, you can't put a tree next year.
Like a magnolia or like a lilac tree, like those are so tiny. Those can't hurt anything.
The bushes, like flowering bushes, if you want to put something like that in there, but a tree.
Well,
if
you're like small trees. Look at, there's like those little birch trees that they put on the city streets. Those are like barely 6 feet tall. That's not going to hurt anything.
Texters chiming in, 252-WBEE. Hope, just fill with hosta. Problem solved. It comes back every year. It grows like crazy. Another texter says, take a picture of it with the Google Lens. It'll tell you what's there. So you said earlier you weren't sure about weeding it because you didn't want to pull up the plants.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go. All great ideas. All great things. Hostas, they're so simple. They just look like a bunch of, I don't know, things of lettuce out there.
I think you know
what I've learned from the Terry Clifford?
Yeah. Hmm.
Is to put hair on your hostas.
What?
You take hair out of your... It's true. You put hair on your hostas and it helps them grow.
Why?
You know.
So you pull it out of your hairbrush and you put it out on your hostas.
Why?
If you really want to impress everyone in the condominium and let them all think you know what you're doing there with your little flower bed, you'll listen this to
that. That sounds like I'm going to get in trouble with my HOA. You right. Can't just leave your hair out.
The B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE, TJ Hope. I'm Billy. Boy, we have touched a nerve with Hope's garden.
Well, it's, you know, 5 feet across by 2 feet wide. So this is going to take the whole city of Rochester to get to clear cutting this. How will we get it done?
Should we get a group together? You know how every spring we get together down here at High Falls
yeah,
and we have like 50 people
thing.
To clean?
Yes.
Maybe we could go take care of your garden for you.
Okay, now. Listen.
Yeah, we'll just get everyone out there for the flower bed.
When you say it like that, it makes me sound dramatic, which obviously I'm the most sensible person here.
So you got the Arbor Day trees coming. We don't know if they're maple trees or what. I'm telling you, do not put those in that flower bed by your
Let's refresh
foundation.
People's memory. This is a condo. This is
this
in a
is
house
a condo,
with 2 acres.
A garden level condo garden with a garden outside.
All right.
And I became a member of the Arbor Day Foundation, and they are mailing me some trees to plant. So I thought I would put them in my flower garden, which apparently I should not do.
Not close to your, no.
Texters chiming in, 252-WBEE.
Folks were telling us, just throw some hostas in there. They're super easy. You really don't have to maintain them. I said you got to put the hair on the hostas. And Texter's going, the hair keeps the deer away because the deer
scent
will think that there's humans, will smell that there's humans there. So if you want to keep stuff away from there, you got to put your hair.
Does that work for other plants? Because allegedly on the left side of my patio, there's like peonies. And the deer were like had just ate the last one before I moved in, I heard. So maybe like would hair around the peonies help too, or is it just hostas?
Let's just say circle your whole place with hair. Let's just get like a circle, like a
I'm putting together a seance.
Correct. Yeah.
Instead of a circle of salt, yes. It's a circle of hair.
A circle of hair.
By the way, somebody just texted in. I just woke up, tuned in, and thought you were saying to put hair on your pasta.
Oh, hostas!